This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew on 7-5 Radio Live on the Liberty News Radio Network. We are red hot and rolling. It is Saturday, October the 1st, 2022. I am live in Washington, D.C. at the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial. And, well, how are we doing tonight?
I'm doing okay. The weather's down here is changing, and you know, it's warm during the day and cold and damp at night. Warm during the day, I have a little bit of a headache, but you know, I'm dealing with it as best I can. No liquor tonight.
Oh wow, there's a first. Anyways, yeah. we want to remember old Joe at the mining town who goes through hell. Walter told a hell of a joke that's not suitable for family ears. And as usual, we want to welcome the men and the alleged woman of the Onondaga's New York Fire Department, led by Little Billy Keebler. Keep saving them cellars, guys and girl. Usually, we have a read off the names of members of the law enforcement community that were murdered in line of duty. Fortunately, this week, we have no names to read off, so stay safe out there, one and all. Second order of business is a personal story. It's about my youngest children in the public schools. Unfortunately, my kids do go to public schools, and it's something that really made me mad. And I'm going to try the best I can not to use the seven words you cannot say on television, but apparently you can say them in public schools. And we've been talking about public schools and things that these woke schools do to your kids, you know, and trust me, folks, I'm just like yourselves. My kids have to go to public school because, frankly, I can't afford to send them to private schools, and I got to deal with this bullcrap. But anyways, my youngest daughter informed me that one of her teachers has an LGBTQ flag hanging in her classroom. Now, I asked her if it was just a regular rainbow flag or rainbow something or other. It's like, no, it's the LGBTQ flag with the brown and triangle and the all this other foolishness, and I was mad. So I contacted the vice principal of her school, who we got along. I used to get along with. He's from Long Island, and so we have a lot in common. And he really did some good things. And so, anyways, I sent him an email that I disapprove of the LGBTQ flag in my daughter's classroom. It's not something that should be taught in the schools or promoted or anything like that. It's something the parents should talk about, especially with school children. So anyways, I sent them an email voicing my displeasure, and here's what he said. First, let me state, dear Mr. Good morning, Mr. Stanton. First, let me state that I understand your stance and respect your feelings on this matter. We have worked together to pass for various issues. And anyways, with that said, I have sought out resources to ensure the concern you have can be treated with the same level of support for all involved. The Public School Division Council supports teachers' First Amendment rights and hanging classroom materials, including pride flag. Regulation 1450 states that the public school system has determined that teacher postings that support students in traditionally marginalized groups, i.e. pride or Black Lives Matter, are acceptable expressions of support for these students, not on the basis of teachers' personal beliefs, because they align with the public school's non-discrimination policy and the school's division commitment to affirming the dignity and belonging of all students. So anyways, he goes on to say that this message is not political by the teacher, but is only intended to show support for all students. You know, my thing is that we're dealing with elementary school kids, folks. Students are LGBTQIAFJB. Should you feel a need to seek further explanation, the Office of Equity and Cultural Responsiveness within the Office of Professional Learning and Family Engagement can provide additional response. You know, no wonder our kids can't read or write or have no life skills, because they are have the Office of Equity and Cultural Responsiveness within the Office of Professional Learning and Family Engagement. So anyway, sincerely, Joey Bag of Donuts. So anyways, here's my response. To say I'm disappointed is an understatement. As for the Black Lives Matter and pride flags, it should be something that parents should talk to the children about. As for traditionally marginalized groups, the LGBT community and Black Lives Matter are not marginalized by any means. They are held up as heroes. I would say descendants of Confederate veterans and Roman Catholics are marginalized. Let a teacher fly a Confederate flag or Vatican City flag in a classroom. Then I said, I am so sick of the public school systems pushing this agenda with our children. People like myself moved to this county because of the reputation of the public schools in this county. Now it has become an absolute joke. I will take this further, as my kids and everyone else's kids deserve better. Sincerely, Scoop. But anyways, you know, this is just proves another point that our children are under attack, both physically and mentally. Like Senator Joe Biden, we don't want our kids going to a school that's a racial jungle. But now socialists are pushing the LGBTQ, MIA, critical race theory, and everything else that's absolutely bullcrap. And the county I live in is all for equity, diversity, and hating white people. And they lived in the posh, gentrified neighborhoods of D.C. or such neighborhoods as Georgetown, DuPont Circle. But as soon as the kids are walking, these parents pack up and move the hell out of the district. Anyways, these people say that they moved out of the school because of the moved out of the cities because of the schools. And it's not just D.C. It's every major city in America. It's not even the smallest cities, because those public schools are some garbage. So anyways, these people could not afford the private schools in the big cities, such as Sidwell Friends here in D.C., Fieldston up in New York, and so on and so forth. So they go out to the school so they don't, their kids are not dealt with these colored children. So anyways, these people could move to Prince George's County, but they didn't want to. But anyways, like I said before, parents need to stand up for your kids. Turn off the sports, turn off the television, turn off the Kardashians, turn off the garbage, and do something. Put the phone down, shut off the computer. Now, what I've done so far is that I have, besides, I've contacted the administration, I've contacted my vice principal's boss's boss, number one. I've contacted the ombudsman for the public school system. I've also emailed the Virginia's governor's office and Virginia's attorney general's office. And I have contacted two law firms about this matter, because I have been furious about this. Anyway, as we come back, we'll talk about more of the public schools going haywire. Also, talk about women, who, what they are, who they are, and what they're not. And also, we remember an angel. Stay tuned, everybody. 75 Radio on Living News Radio. And 75radio.org, 75radio.org. Take it away, boys.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. This is 7-5 Radio on Saturday, October the 1st, 2022. I am sitting outside the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial in Northwest Washington, D.C., by the Judiciary Square Metro Rail Station. Anyways, we were talking about the public schools. They are a mess. Folks, if you have kids that are school age and have the ability to do so, get your kids out of public schools like yesterday. We had the legendary columnist Cal Thomas on, and he told me that. And ever since that moment, I have been trying like nobody's business to get my kids out of public schools. Well, what's your reaction about the LGBT community coming after my kids?
Well, you know, this thing about having the flag in inside the classroom and a BLM poster and stuff like that, you know, the Ten Commandments have been ordered to be taken out of courthouses. You know, they don't say the Pledge of Allegiance anymore. There's no more, you know, prayer in Catholic school and things like that. So, you know, I wouldn't have my kid do this, but I certainly would if I was a kid. I'd say to the teacher, I have an announcement I'd like to tell the class. And, of course, the teacher would say, okay, well, you know, what is it? And I would stand up and I'd put my hand on my heart and I'd go, I pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And I'd go start going through the pledge. How far do you think I'd get before the teacher says, no, be quiet, be quiet? I wouldn't get very far. They would try to not let me get very far. But, you know, damn it, you know, freedom of speech. Whether they agree with it or not, there's loopholes in that First Amendment, and people are taking this as their expressions of how they feel. But like I've always said, you know, if it's good for one, it should be good for all. but to teach kids about the differences between, you know, transgender and non-transgender and binary and recognizing themselves as, you know, it's a bunch of crap. You know, ask somebody about the Civil War and they don't have no idea what you're talking about. You ask somebody about the Depression in 1929. Then nobody knows, you know, kids don't know what the hell you're talking about. What they're learning is things that they're not supposed to learn in school. You know, teach my kid reading, writing, math, arithmetic, you know, history, you know, things along that nature, you know. I remember gym class. We had gym class every week for the whole year. Now they have it like 6 weeks out of the year, and that's it. So, you know, the schools have made a U-turn compared to what they used to be. And that's one of the reasons why this country's, you know, down the tubes right now, is because we didn't teach, and this started in the 90s, and not teaching the kids what they're supposed to know, what they should know, what they should be aware of. They're being taught what the curriculum thinks they should know. And again, you know, they're passing the curriculum amongst themselves and they're public servants. And then when you challenge the curriculum for years and years and years, even when my kid was in school, you know, you'd go down to the Board of Education and they treat you like a runaway slave. It sucks. You know, I was threatened with arrest once if I didn't leave the school. And now the vice principal that threatened me, she's now acting principal of a school in another part of the county I live in. So, you know, it's just a bad thing all the way around. It's not getting any better, and it won't get any better when there's nobody held accountable for teaching something to a child that is up to the parent for the child to teach. And, you know, when I was a kid, we had sex education class, like in seventh grade, I remember it. You know, and it was the funniest thing that, you know, well, kids that are, you know, 11 years old, it's funny and weird and strange, you know, talking about that. But now, holy cow, it's like second nature now. It's actually on the agenda to do. And I don't agree with that at all. I don't agree with that at all. The public school system is dictating you what your kid is going to learn, and you're paying them to do that. And I just freaking hate it. I just hate it. So down here, I don't know where, you know, up north, I never heard this before until I moved down south. You know, you can homeschool your child down here, you know. So I'm sure a lot of kids that get homeschooled aren't learning what they're supposed to learn either. But at least they're not learning it from their own parent, you know, not from some stranger. You know, you go to school, you're supposed to think you're sending your kid to a safe place. And when you don't think your kid's in a safe place because of such subjects that come up, when you make a statement about it, you're the bad guy. You're the bad guy because you never talk to the higher ups. You might go in front of the board and speak to the president of the local board of education. But as far as the state board goes, that's what they'll use. Well, it's the state board of education that dictates to us what the curriculum is going to be. And by the time you get to the state board, they're all on vacation. You know, spread out. They don't all show up the night you're going to be there because they don't want to talk to you about it. So, you know, it's an unfortunate game. And unless somebody like Mr. Trump comes in and starts eliminating these people and all these positions, I mean, there's like 25 school board members in my county. And that's, you know, way too much. That's way too much. And these are probably people that got their lunch money taken away from them, you know, when they were in school, and now it's like payback. And I use that as not as an example, but as, you know, something that hypothetically may happen to these people. Now they're on the school board and now it's their turn to boss people around. You know, I don't like it. I don't like it one bit. And, it doesn't matter if you're an elected official or you get a job, and if it's public money, damn it, I should have a say so in what you do and what you don't do with my kid.
Right, exactly. And, you know, and that's one thing I want to bring up. While elections have consequences, last year in Virginia, people voted for unknown candidate Glenn Youngkin, who was not a politician. He was a businessman. And they voted for Jason Mieres for attorney general, who had no experience in politics. And their big thing was the schools. And fortunately, this year, Virginia Board of Education came out and said, like, if a public school student comes out as a transgender, then the parents need to be notified. And the school board I live in, or the school district I live in, they're ready to fight Richmond. And because, again, these people don't realize that the will of the people is to teach your kids what they need to know to be successful. Not critical race theory, not LGBTQ, not like white people suck, not Confederate flag is bad, this and that thing. And, you know, that's why we need to run for a school board if we can't put our kids in public schools. And I've been to the school board meeting, and they look at people like me like I'm total, like I'm a piece of garbage. And, you know, people who do not have kids in school, you're a taxpayer too, so you have a voice. You want a school district like DC Public Schools, or you want a decent school district where the kids go on to be successful. But anyways, that's enough about that. I'll keep you posted. I reached out to a lot of people, and you know the wheels of justice are very,
very slow. But anyways, before we go to our next break, our favorite person in blackface, Rachel Dolezal, is at it again. Rachel Dolezal was a lady who was born white but runs around blackface. But now she has an OnlyFans page where people, it's like pay-per-view for internet stuff. So anyway, she has some an OnlyFans page and some she took some new photographs where she's naked because singer Rihanna came out with new brand of lingerie. So she wanted to put these pictures on her OnlyFans page, and of course people downloaded it and posted it to the internet. And anyways, I saw the pictures, and as much as I love the female form, these pictures are nothing but a cry for help, because this lady has mental issues, obviously. You know, she wants to be in the spotlight, so here she is doing these photos that, you know, her and her better half should be look at, not like the everybody else for $10 a month. And my thing is, like, first of all, who pays $10 a month to watch her do anything, number one? And number two, who is the poor bastard who has to take these photographs? And, you know, worst part about this is that she has children. You know, she would never had kids. That's one thing, just, you know, embarrass her elderly parents. But it's just a mess. I mean, anyways, when we come back, we'll talk about another mess of a female and somebody that's actually standing up for what she believes in. And an angel is called home to the Lord. Stay tuned, everybody. 75 Radio on the Liberty News Radio Network. Check us out, 75radio.org. Take it away, boys.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Florida homeowners had reduced their flood insurance coverage in the years before Hurricane Ian dumped up to 15 inches of rain on the state, inundating coastal and inland areas. Only a small number of residences in two of Florida's hardest-hit inland counties are covered by flood insurance. The percentage of protected homes is higher in coastal areas that sustain the most damage, but still is over 50% in just one of the affected counties, according to an analysis by Neptune Flood. That's a private sector flood insurance provider. In all locations pummeled by Ian, the percentage of homes covered by flood policies is down from 5 years ago. Even after 3 months of captivity that included execution threats, physical torture, solitary confinement, and food deprivation, it was the ride to freedom that nearly broke Alex Druk, a U.S. military veteran released last week with 9 other prisoners who went to help Ukraine fight off Russian invaders. Druk said, "For all we went through and all the times we thought we might die, we accepted that we might die. We were ready to die when it came. That ride was the only time that each of us independently prayed for death just to get it over with." Nancy Pelosi believes that she's got the answer.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said that Republican governors should welcome the influx of migrants coming across the southern border.
We have a shortage of workers in our country, and you see even in Florida, some of the farmers and the growers saying, "Why are you shipping these immigrants up north? We need them to pick the crops down here."
Her comments came as a response to the transportation of migrants to New York City, Washington, D.C., and other localities that have touted themselves as sanctuaries for illegal immigrants. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
This is USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
We are back, 7-5 Radio, on the Liberty News Radio Network. Well, before we move on to the next mess of a lady, do you have any comments on transracial Rachel Dolezal?
No, I don't. it's a desperate move that she's doing. I mean, how can I put this without sounding like odd? You know, she tried to fit into the black community, you know, as like the president of her chapter, the NAACP out in the West Coast somewhere, right? Is that what it was? And and she wasn't accepted by the black community. Okay. But then again, you know, you had that psycho serial killer, Jeffrey Dahmer, moved into a predominantly black neighborhood and lived in a predominantly black building, and they welcomed him with open arms until his apartment started to smell like, you know, dead bodies. So I guess I'm not comparing her to Dahmer, you know, far from it. But he was more accepted until they found out what he was, you know, and it was the police that took him away. When they found out that she was white, it was the black community that kicked her ass out. So I just don't. I mean, does she, you know, tan a lot? You know, does she get spray tanned? You know,
I don't know, because she was the same complexion in all her pictures, so she probably gets a
what would she do with her areolas? You know, does she call them in? You know,
I don't know. I wasn't looking that hard. I just said
brown lipstick stuff on them to make her look, you know, black. You know, because listen, we've all read National Geographic when we were kids. You know, they're darker complexion. You know, in all the parts of themselves. So does she? You know, it's just odd that somebody would want to do that. You know, it's like, you know, being a transvestite from one race to another. Is that? Oh God, I just opened up a new can of worms now. Holy cow!
People
that are white that want to be black, and people that are black that want to be white. I mean, have you seen pictures of Sammy Sosa lately? Holy cow, the guy was like a vampire.
Anyways, so moving right. All right, going to the next female mess. Earlier this week in our nation's capital, at the Capital One building, which is a couple blocks away from where I'm at right now, this pop star named Lizzo, who happens to be a trained flutist, she was given a flute by some, I think, National Archives or whatever, to play on stage. Now, if you see Lizzo, she's a pop star. She weighs about, got to be over 300 pounds, wears the skimpiest of outfits, and has no problem showing her big, gigantic ass, which is about as wide as a Buick. And she's been to an NBA game showing it off, and she took a picture boarding a private jet with her ass cheeks hanging out. It's just, you know, she's trying to be sexy, but it just looks real disgusting. And I felt sorry for the flight crew that probably had to unbolt the seat from that plane and dispose of it. But anyways, this pig of a woman who just goes around looking, trying to look sexy, saying like, oh, you know, she's the one that people look up to now because she's fat. She wants to show it off. Like, okay, well, you know, we can't call people fat anymore. So she is given on stage this priceless artifact from President James Madison, and she plays it on stage. Not very well, I was watching this mess. If you go on the website, Brandon Tatum has a great story on it from YouTube. But anyways, I'm watching this. It's like, this is the best we can do. We can't find a flautist from the symphony here in D.C. or the New York Symphony or one of the many
symphonies that play across the country, or even Ian Anderson, who's originally from the UK, from Jethro Tull. Now, that guy can play a flute like nobody's business. And if you go, again, once again, if you go to the website, you see him playing with Greg Lake at a Christmas service and playing the song, I Believe in Father Christmas. Just absolutely beautiful. I mean, it's just an outstanding version, and to do it in the house of God is just something else. And also, when back in 1970, he played the hard rocking song "Nothing Is Easy," and they still kill him with a flute. So he could do it in a church setting. He could do it in hard rock. He's been doing it for over 50 years, and he knows what he's doing. He's been doing this for 50 years, and he's a hell of a flute player. Well, anyways, we reward the garbage. You know, Ian Anderson, he can go kick rocks despite a five-decade career of impeccable skill. Meanwhile, this fat tub of guts walking around with a big beer belly shaking all over the place. She plays a little bit, and she's an icon. I mean, what the hell is going on in this country? Walt, what say you about Fats on the Flute?
I'm not interested. You know, everybody's their own person, but you know, when you take it to an extreme, it puts a damper, for lack of a better word that I could use. I mean, you know, everybody's should be fine with with their own physique. I mean, that's what God given. But you take it and try to make it into a sideshow. You just want it for attention. I don't think it's your body that you have to worry about. I think it's your mind, and you need to seek some help. If you're going to do it in such a classless, way. And, I don't care how they are, but don't push it upon me. It's like other subjects. You know, they're trying to force it upon me how much they're in love with themselves and what they do. It's okay, but don't push it. You know, don't push it. This I don't like.
Right. And Walter, another thing is that, the black community already has an obesity epidemic. Average black woman's like 189 pounds and change. You know, obese people have to look forward to fatty liver, hypertension, high blood pressure, heart problems, diabetes, joint problems, and a whole bunch of other things. But, you know, here's Lizzo going around looking like a brown grimace, and, you know, being all sexy. But anyways, it's enough about her. But anyways, a real woman that's not bad looking, it's really really got some balls, is not Richard Levine, but Italian Prime Minister-elect Giorgia Meloni. She's been giving speeches, and she does not mince words whatsoever. She stands up for the family, the fight to life, the individual, and she is a self-proclaimed feminist, but she says just because she's married, has kids, that should not prevent her from doing what she wants to do, and that she should not have any more rights than anybody else because she is a woman and a mother. And being a mother is probably one of the most important things any Italian citizen can do. So again, if you go to the website, there's a speech she gives about 14 minutes long and just kills it. And I watch this woman who does speak English, who did speak at CPAC, and I said, we got to change, you know, we should be able to change the Constitution so this woman runs for president, because again, she's got more testicular fortitude than Mitt Romney, Lindsey Graham, Kevin McCarthy, and Foghorn Langhorne from Kentucky. And anyways, you know, these people have been here forever and stand up for nothing and just keep selling out this country. Meanwhile, this Italian prime minister, who of course the media hates and who's painted as a fascist and a Nazi and every other adjective you can think of. So if the media does that, guess what? She's good in our book. Well, have you been able to watch any Ms. Meloni speeches or heard about her?
No.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you should. But anyway, but it was funny. It take a lady like Giorgia Meloni, who became a prime minister-elect of Italy, stands up for the family, and she's painted like a fascists, like, you know, the second coming of Benito Mussolini. Meanwhile, you got people like Rachel Dolezal, who's born white and goes around in blackface. Oh, she's transracial. We should accept that who she is. No, we shouldn't. And then Lizzo is supposed to be the next great female entertainer since Diana Ross, and she's looking all fat and sexy. And I feel sorry for her clothes. Her clothes must be all elastic. But that's the society we live in. It's programming. You know, his mother runs for office on her value, she wins. And meanwhile, she's treated like garbage, and then the garbage is treated like something else. Anyways, we come back. We're going to say an angel is called into heaven, and I got some big news. Stay tuned, everybody. This is 7-5 Radio on the Lippy News Radio Network.
This is a battle. A battle between truth and deceit. A battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
We at Freedom Factor have a passion for our shared American heritage and want to help restore some of that American pride by emphasizing the documents that made us Americans. Our goal is to put pocket constitutions into the hands of every American and in every school. This effort requires your help. Order your pocket constitutions and browse our website at freedomfactor.org to learn how you can help spread the message of freedom. Read it, know it, share it. FreedomFactor.org.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to LocalHoneyMan.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at LocalHoneyMan.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
This is the fastest hour in radio, 7-5 Radio. Can't believe we're already at the end already. But anyways, and we still got a bunch of stuff to talk about. Anyway, last Saturday was the funeral of none other than Ralph Sonny Barger. Now, Barger was the former president and founder of the Oakland chapter of the Hells Angels Motorcycle Club. And one of the attendees at the funeral who spoke was none other than Tucker Carlson. It's like, Tucker Carlson at a Hells Angels event? But anyways, Carlson, like myself, was a fan of Barger and the Angels. And so they asked him to speak, and he flew from his vacation area in Maine to Stockton, California, and gave a speech. And Carlson drew on the fact that Barger, you know, he lived by a code. Of course, it wasn't the same code as law enforcement does or other people, but it's still a code. You know, have some honor, stand up for yourself, be a man, and live free. And I was like, wow. And, just looking back at the Hells Angels and all one percenters, these people, these guys, these men are exactly what they are, men. You know, they're not into the LGBTQ CIA. They're not into Black Lives Matter. They're not into climate change and safe spaces and or
you know, ask these guys if they're going to have electric bikes in the future, or ask if they're using wind power, solar power to power the clubhouses. But, you know, guys like Barger and, you know, oh, another fact about Barger, he enlisted in the Army at 16 years old. So they found out, 2 years later, found out how old he was. They gave him an honorable discharge. And then 19, he joined the Hells Angels. I mean, this guy's done a lot. He lived a lot. And, you know, but it's guys like Barger, Chuck Zito, and all one percenters that, you know, we should strive to be as men. You know, stick up for your women. Don't take nobody's crap. But, you know, we just sit in a corner and sucking our thumbs. And, you know, it's unfortunately these guys, a lot of these guys are just getting up there in years. Zito's got to be a late 60s, early 70s. Also, Robert Patrick, the T-1000 from the Terminator 2 movie, he is a member in good standing with the Boost Fighters Motorcycle Club. And, you know, he's a man's man. But anyways, you know, point is, fathers, teach your son to be men like these bikers, like law enforcement, firemen, soldiers, or the contractor that fixes your house. I'd rather have my sons grow up to be Sonny Barger than Rachel Levine or Bruce Jenner. Well, what say you about the passing of Sonny?
You know, within his own community, you know, the guy was a king. And for the reasons that you said, he lived by his own values. He stood up for himself. He taught other people how to stand up for themselves. You know, I'm not condoning or condemning, you know, anything, because I don't know much about the Hells Angels. I got a little special place in my history for them, as we've said numerous times. My interaction with the Hells Angels. But, you know, and as far as Tucker Carlson going out there, I've seen a number of people, you know, anti-Tucker people, you know, saying, see, they've shown his true colors. He's shown his true colors. And I don't know what that means. I didn't listen to his speech or anything. I just know he went out there. So what? No big deal in my book. It's not. So about Mr. Barger, you know, you're absolutely right. The guy joined the service, you know, before he was of legal age, got an honorable discharge and, you know, and started a motorcycle club. And from there, it took off. So good for good, bad, or indifferent, the guy did it his way. You know, he's right. Been investigated by the government and FBI and everybody else. You know, anybody that doesn't like what he did investigated the man. And, you know, the man never really got in trouble for anything. Except just showing people that they can do things on their own and not have to depend on someone giving them a handout. So, right. They treated the guy like a king. He had royalty status in that club. I'm surprised Joe Biden didn't look for him in the crowd the other day when he was looking for him.
Right. Right. And here's another thing about
I saw a motorcycle out front. Is Sonny Barger here?
Right. And here's another thing about these motorcycle clubs. You know, they always get they don't have that much money for a clubhouse, so there's always lots of times in a bad neighborhood. For forever and a day, it was on 3rd Street on the Lower East Side of Manhattan. Not in the best neighborhood, but guess what? No crime. They're not there, you know, shooting up neighborhoods or shooting at innocent people and doing things. But, you know, we're not condoning what they did, but they keep it themselves. It's like organized crime. You know, wise guys in the street, they just shoot other wise guys. But anyways, you know, rest in peace, Sonny Barger. America's and humanity is great since you came on God's earth. Anyways, finally, I have some very good news. I am now officially divorced. So, ladies, I am available. I am on the market. And so the two or three conservatives left in the Washington, D.C. area, you know, look me up. I'm in the book somewhere. But anyways, with that being said, when I got married,
like
Walt,
Cuomo.
I'm sure.
You sound like Andrew Cuomo. He's, you know, single and ready to mingle.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So,
okay.
But I'm not gonna be
But I'm not going to be at my job, you know, grabbing women's ass or chest. But anyways,
that,
you know.
This
but,
is true. Or piercing your nipples. That's, this is true.
Right. Well, if I do, I'll make sure to wear that shirt over it and not get my press conference. I'll make sure I don't have a nipple piercing yourself during the show. But anyways, but, you know, it's a better end because, you know, it's nobody goes to – you get married and say, all right, well, about 10, 15, 20 years, we're going to get divorced or it's going to fall apart. You know, it's, you know, I'm not going to say anything bad about my wife any much. She is the mother of my kids. My kids are wonderful people, and I love them to death. But, you know, it's just time to move on. So, you know, ladies, once again, ladies, I'm available. You know, I got a 8-year-old car with 98,000 miles and about $40 in the bank, and I live in I got my own place in Virginia with a disabled guy. It snores all the time. So it looks like a meth lab. So, you know, count your blessings. So, so I'll be talking about that. Not be talking about the ex-wife as much, but you know, she's all sad that we got divorced. It's like, well, you wanted it. But you wanted it. You got the lawyer. We settled. We did our thing, and you know, it's not. It's just time to move on. So hopefully, the sooner she finds somebody, the better. And even when we're separated, I said, just go out and find somebody, please. Go ahead and find somebody. I mean, I'll give you money for the date, just so she gets off my back. But the good thing about this, we did not go through the lawyers because it would have cost us about $30,000 a piece to divide up nothing. You know, unfortunately for me, you know, it's one thing if we get married, and, you know, she was a productive member of the household and made her own money. But no, we walked away. We started with nothing and walked away with nothing. So, except I got to give her half my stuff. Well, you got any words of advice for a divorced gentleman? Since I know you and the first and Mrs. Yerkew didn't work out as much.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's no. You're on your own.
And I thought, you're you on know, your I gotta own. I gotta ask Mikey Guerin. He's been married 2 or 3 times. So
you're on your own. There's no club for that. And, you know, there's no textbook. There's no textbook for that. You're on your own. Just you know, go find a bar that has a jukebox that doesn't play and sit in the corner and start drinking for a little while.
I can do that at home. It's cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, ladies, if you love the Allman Brothers Band, alcohol and bad jokes.
Push the guy in the wheelchair around a little bit. That might be a new chick magnet. You know.
It's like, oh, but it's not like a dog. Oh, how cute! It's like, oh, what's wrong? What happened to him?
Well, just lead somebody to believe that he's rich and he's on his last leg. You know, and he's in the wheelchair.
Right. Oh yeah.
And you get everything. Yeah.
Yep. So. I'm his nephew or something.
But then again, there's old. Yeah, then again, you know, you never know. There's old Joe in the back.
Well, one of these days when we're not on FCC licensed airways, we'll post that joke or talk about that joke. It's a hell of a joke. But anyways, so I finally got divorced. Thank God. I'm you know, I'm happy, but you know, it's a better end. You know, I didn't want to come to it, but it did. But you know, I got to make up for lost time. So I can go do what I want and when I want. And, well, that's about it. Just make sure she gets her money. But while I'm on doing the show, she's calling 100 times. But you know, she still wants me to come over just to watch the kids because she's tired. You know, she works part time, so she's tired. Folks, I got a full time job. I do the show. I update the website, get guests, and I drive for Uber. Who do you think is more tired? But for her, it sounds like every time she talks about herself being tired, it sounds like she just got done storming Normandy mm-hmm. back in 1944.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyways, coming up on the show, I'm trying to get a guest who has an organization for violence that kind of like Tunnel to Tower, but for law enforcement. But anyways, there's the music. We've made it through another week. For Walter Yerkew, this is Peter Scoop Stanton telling you, you can make a difference. Go out and make it. See you next week, everybody.
James Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.